Meredith, was he better early in his career than he was as a senior?
You know, I don't know that. I watched a couple games of him in senior year against Iowa in the bowl game. I think I saw him against Kentucky as well, but I really didn't compare his performance as a senior to early on in his career. You know, Campy or Jerry might have a better answer for you on that one.
Joe, do you feel a little better about your tackle situation as it stands today as opposed to before the weekend? And who is your starting right tackle?
Well, second question is a very good question. These guys, TJ Lyons, good athlete, a guy who started his college career on defense. He's got an excellent body type, 6'4 and change, 315 or so pounds, moves well. Has played left tackle in college, which is obviously shows his athletic ability. So we're excited about getting him. He came in for a visit, liked him a lot. Good Catholic boy from Brother Rice High School, so that was a positive. And Jamon Meredith's a kid that's got excellent length. Again, a good athlete. I think he had 31 reps, I believe, at the combine on the bench. Campy told me. So he's got a guy that's got a lot of physical tools. He's played a couple different positions there. South Carolina showed some versatility. We liked his initial quickness off the ball. We thought he had some explosiveness. He played aggressively. Meredith did, and we're excited about having those guys. We're not really worried. I'm certainly not worried about who our starting right tackle is today. I mean, we got a lot of time to figure that out.
Hi, Joe. Towards that end, at what point, we've heard Camp down here saying 4 or 5 options at that particular spot. At what point would you like to have that narrowed down to a workable number so you could have a real competition between those guys?
Yeah, well, probably when we get to training camp. Obviously we put a lot of faith in the off-season program and the OTAs, and they're very, very important. But again, it's football and shorts when you're talking about offensive line play. So we'd like to teach these guys, especially these new guys, our system, see how quickly they can absorb it, see how comfortable they are in it. But we're not going to make a whole lot of evaluations till we see live run blocking, one-on-one pass rush, where guys got pads, and blitz situations in training camp where we see how they react under pressure. So, again, we want to get them indoctrinated. We want to teach them as much as we can fundamentally. We want to see how they work. We want to teach them how we practice. But I think we're going to withhold a lot of, hard evaluations until we really get a chance to look at these guys in more live situations.
So do you project Meredith at tackle, at guard? Because obviously he started his career at tackle and then kicked inside this year.
Yeah. We'll have to look at that. I don't know that I project him anywhere this second, to be honest with you, Rob. I mean, at the end of the day, when we get together tomorrow, we're going to we'll take a look at our board. We'll see what it looks like, and we'll see if we can slot these guys in the right spots. And, again, whether we have them in the right spots tomorrow, we won't know. I mean, we know a lot about these guys. Our scouts do a great job studying these guys. Campy and Jerry put a lot of time in the film study. I've watched these guys, but we need to get them here. We need to work with them a little bit. Where they start, that could be where they, we, in a perfect world, you put a guy in one spot, he learns it, he stays there forever. And that may be the case with these young guys. It may not be.
Joe, there are some not so positive things if you read about Meredith, about his kind of his toughness. He might be a little bit soft. Did you guys see that? Did you have some concerns about that at all? Or
not the softness part. No, we thought, and I'll tell you, the two games that I watched was Kentucky and Iowa, and I know guys on the staff watched other games as well, and I just kind of refreshed my notes and looked at them again. I thought the kid played aggressively. I thought the kid played physically, and we thought he had a strong pair of hands. We thought he anchored pretty good in pass protection, and he's going to need some fundamental work, obviously, as all linemen do when they come into the NFL. But I didn't really detect that in the film that I saw. And again, I saw two games. Brian Gutekunst does a great job scouting down in that area, and Ted obviously does his homework on all these guys. So, but I really didn't see that.
Hey, Joe. Both those guys hit, Lang and Meredith, had pretty decent numbers and strength.
Yeah.
How do they compare with the guys you brought in, when you first got your college, Spitz? Are they farther ahead in a, strength position than those guys were?
Oh, I would say Meredith. Maybe again, you know, you have to take some of those strength tests with a grain of salt. I mean, I can sit up here and say, boy, we're extremely excited about James Meredith, Jamon Meredith bench pressing 31 times, and that's good. That's a testament to the work ethic that he has in the weight room and the time that he's invested in it. You know, how much that translates on the field to on-field performance, we're going to have to wait and see. So, again, I couldn't sit here and honestly tell you that how many reps Darren College had or Spitz had. I know when maybe I stood up here 3 years ago in the spring of 06, we felt good about those two guys, their work ethic, their professionalism, their attitudes. And I think, you know, those things have their career has displayed that they've had some of those traits. How much they repped at the combine, geez, that's a good question.
Joe, are either of these two guys more ready to play than Giacomini was last year?
Yeah, I couldn't tell you that. You know, I'm going to have to wait and see. I'm really not sure.
Joe, could you envision any scenario where Mark Tauscher returns to the roster?
You never say never. I mean, in pro football, I mean, there's a million things that can happen in between now and September. So, you know, but that's probably a better question for Ted. I don't know. It's certainly there's possibilities, I guess.
And then regarding the fullbacks, did you see that as a need, needing to upgrade that position?
Well, I think there's, you know, we're Corey Hall and John Kuhn have made significant contributions over the last couple of years here. They've, you know, Corey made a, you know, transition from the linebacker positions, done a lot of good things for us offensively. He's done a lot of good things special teams. John's done the same. But, you know, Quinn Johnson's a player that the staff thought highly of, the scouting guys thought highly of as well. And he's a good football player. Comes from a great program, plays hard. He's a physical guy. So, you know, we feel like we've got better at that position. We're going to have great competition, three guys that are hungry, good football players, and we'll see how it falls.
With Johnson and Lang in particular, even going back to Sitton last year, none of these guys seem to be finesse players. Is that a conscious decision to go for guys in that direction?
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you look at, you know, T.J. Lang and Quinn Johnson. I think both those guys, if I'm not mistaken, initially in college were defensive players, you know, that defensive mentality. They're physical guys. They play hard. They're high-effort players. And, you know, that's something we evaluate. That's important to us, whether we're evaluating, you know, a guy in the first round or in the seventh round or regardless of athletic ability. We want to make sure the guy has the football character that we're looking for, the attitude we're looking for. And, you know, we want guys that football is important to and that have displayed a strong work ethic and character throughout their career. And I think those two guys are good examples of that.
Joe, and you may have covered this a little bit in each answer, but I'd like to know what was the first thing that popped out to you on the film of each of these three guys on the offensive side of the ball you've taken so far today?
Yeah. Well, you know, I think Meredith, again, was his initial quickness probably. That was the number one thing. We thought he played pretty aggressively. I think Quinn Johnson's the same kind of guy. I mean, you know, again, he's not playing a glamour position. He didn't carry the ball a ton. He didn't have a bunch of receptions. So I think the thing you're going to appreciate about a guy like Quinn Johnson is his style of play, his ability to finish. And, you know, the thing about Lang is, you know, kind of like his athleticism overall probably was the one thing. I don't know there was one specific thing in his game, but we think his overall potential versatility, his athletic ability were probably the things that we liked most about him.
Joe, looking at online, one of the breakdowns of his season, in that Kentucky game, did Meredith have a tough time with Myron Pryor?
Not that I recall anything specifically. Now, I know it was just like, as I said, I just checked my notes, and I'm not really familiar with the player from Kentucky that you're referring to be quite frank with you. So, my notes were quick, aggressive, got some initial explosiveness. We felt like he needs some work fundamentally, and that obviously the fundamentals at times can catch you. But I don't recall him getting overpowered a bunch. I don't recall him, you know, in a mismatch situation in the film that I saw.
I know you guys aren't
by any means abandoning the zone blocking scheme, but are you starting to incorporate even more of your man principles and some other things into that? I just, you know, like a guy like Johnson, it sounds like he's a pretty straight line blocker. Yeah. And
you know, I don't think that's, we'll have to see. We'll have to see how it all comes together. I mean, you know, we gotta kind of have a wide variety to choose from, and you know, our offense has expanded every year, as you would imagine. You know, the first year you kind of put in, you know, the things that maybe you as a staff are most comfortable with and feel you can teach to the players. And really, when you look at it, our staff's been, you know, now this is gonna be the third year where virtually we've had the same position coaches, we've had the same coordinator. You know, I think it's a natural progression that we've expanded a little bit offensively. You know, we still believe in the zone running game. We do have our detractors, I think. I think it's fair, but I think it's a natural progression of an offense. I don't know that it's a statement of a philosophical shift necessarily as much as it is, hey, look, you know, we've done this before. We can build off of this formation with this play, and it's not Chinese to our guys, you know. And really, I think that's more than anything what we're doing.
Joe, Ted's given you 10 offensive linemen in these 5 drafts, which is more than any position on the roster. Where do you see your unit right now? I mean, are you still kind of young and growing, or is it time for this to become kind of a dominant top 8, top 10 type group in the league?
Yeah, well, we'd like to be a top 5. We'd like to be known as the finest offensive line in football. You know, we're more concerned about, you know, how we perform come the season, and exactly, are we set in stone? Are we locked and loaded today? Not necessarily. So, but you know, we anticipate with what we've added today, with what we have coming back, with the work that these guys are doing, you know, in the off season, the last month, and what they've done over the course of their careers, that we're going to have, you know, a darn good offensive line when we open the season against the Chicago Bears. Exactly who's going to be exactly where, you know, there's a lot of things that can happen in between now and then. But we'll have confidence in the 5 guys we put out there.
Joe, this goes back to yesterday a little bit. When it got to 9 and Michael Crabtree was still on the board, did you get any kind of lobbying in on the?
No. I mean, we talked to, you know, our scouting department's great. I mean, Ted listens to everybody's opinion, and we, you know, we were in the meetings this week, and everybody had their opportunity to speak about the certain players, how we felt about them, you know, what their strengths were, what their weaknesses were, or how we felt about them relative to other players. But, you know, you got to remember, you know, I look at these guys on offense. I don't study Clay Matthews or B.J. Raji. I don't know, so I can't. I'm not here to compare Crabtree to Raji. That's what they pay Ted Thompson and the personnel people to do. So, you know, we were very high on Crabtree. He's an excellent football player. But, you know, at the end of the day, that's not our call to make.